Showtime.
Going on the young
Showtime.
You've got to come back to Star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's
welcome.
The picture that got
to the real world.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting king.
With great
power. Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Great.
You're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
You ever dance with the devil in the eyes
away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is our 100th episode. And our 100th episode will be on one of the most lovable people on the planet, Dolly Parton. And why I say this is because there is actually research on Dolly Parton's likability, which is represented by her extremely high Q score, which is a marketing tool in regards to how well known and liked a celebrity is. I, for one, have very strong memories of Dolly when I was a child, as for every road trip we went on, we had a choice of two tapes. One was Dolly Parton and the other, Chad Morgan. And for those that don't know, Chad Morgan is an Australian country singer who has the most interesting array of teeth. And he is actually still alive and performing at age 90. And if you want to check him out, check out his performance at Tamworth 2022 with his song, There's Life in the Old Dog Yet. Anyway, getting back to Dolly Parton, she has done everything from singing, songwriting, acting and business. And all done with a joy and smile on her face that has endeared herself to millions of people worldwide. Today's mnemonic is on Dolly's top seven songs. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Dolly Rebecca Parton is an American singer, songwriter, actress, philanthropist and businesswoman, known primarily for her work in country music. After achieving success as a songwriter for others, Parton made her album debut in 1967 with Hello, I'm Dolly, which led to success during the remainder of the 1960s before her sales and chart peak came during the 1970s and continued into the 1980s. Parton's albums in the 1990s did not sell as well, but she achieved commercial success again in the new millennium and has released albums on various independent labels since 2000, including her own label, Dolly Records. She has sold more than 100 million records worldwide. Parton's music includes Recording Industry Association of America certified gold, platinum and multi-platinum awards. She has had 25 songs reach number one on the Billboard Country Music Charts, a record for any female artist. She has 44 top 10 country albums, a record of any artist, and she has had 110 career-charted singles over the past 40 years. She has composed over 3,000 songs, including I Will Always Love You, Jolene, Coat of Many Colours, and 9 to 5. As an actress, she has starred in films such as 9 to 5 and The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, for which she earned Golden Globe nominations for Best Actress, as well as Rhinestone, Steel Magnolias, Straight Talk and Joyful Noise. She has garnered 11 Grammy Awards and 50 nominations, including the Lifetime Achievement Award, 10 Country Music Association Awards, including Entertainer of the Year, and is one of only seven female artists to win the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award, 5 Academy of Country Music Awards, also including Entertainer of the Year, 4 People's Choice Awards, and 3 American Music Awards. She is also in a select group to have received at least one nomination from the Academy Awards, Grammy Awards, Tony Awards, and Emmy Awards. In 1999, Parton was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. In 2022, she was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She initially declined the nomination, but ultimately accepted it. The Hall of Fame later announced that Parton will be inducted. Outside of her work in the music industry, she also co-owns the Dollywood Company, which manages a number of entertainment venues, including the Dollywood Theme Park, the Splash Country Water Park, and a number of diner venues, including the Dolly Parton Stampede and Pirates Voyage. She has founded a number of charitable and philanthropic organisations, chief among which is the Dollywood Foundation, which manages a number of projects to bring education and poverty relief to East Tennessee, where she grew up. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Dolly Parton, top seven songs is Chillin' with Jolene. Now the chillin' is spelt C-H-I-L-I-N, and we take all of those letters. With is assisting, and Jolene is Jolene. And for this one, we picture Dolly chillin' with her friend Jolene, begging of her to please don't take her man. So we'll get into it. For the chillin', we take the C for coat of many colours, the H for here you come again, the I, islands in the stream, the L, love is like a butterfly, and the second I will always love you, and the N, 9 to 5. With is assisting, and Jolene is Jolene. And we'll just go over that again, and that's the mnemonic for Dolly Parton, top seven songs. And the mnemonic is Chillin' with Jolene. So for the chillin', we take the C for coat of many colours, the H, here you come again, the I, islands in the stream, the L, love is like a butterfly, the second I will always love you, and the N, 9 to 5. With is assisting, and Jolene is Jolene. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. Dolly Parton was the fourth child born to Robert and Avy Lee Parton of Sevierville, Tennessee. They paid the doctor who delivered her with grain, and they must have had a big farm as they went on to have 12 children in total. And fact number two. The second fact gives some idea as to how popular and successful Dolly Parton is. She's had 27 songs reach number one on the Billboard Country Charts, which is the most of any female artist. She's had 42 career top 10 country albums, the most of anyone. And she has had 110 charted singles over the past 40 years. Along with this, she has been nominated for 2 Academy Awards for Best Original Song. First for 9 to 5 in 1980, and secondly, Travelin' Through in 2005. And fact number 3. Dolly Parton's first crush was with no other than the man in black, Johnny Cash, who she saw perform at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. And fact number 4. 9 to 5 was a big hit for Dolly, along with the movie, which was the highest grossing comedy of 1980. The musical 9 to 5 then opened in 2009 on Broadway and subsequently received 5 Tony Awards. And fact number 5. The song I Will Always Love You, which was written by Dolly back in 1973, was a big hit for her and of course was covered beautifully by Whitney Houston. But someone else also wanted to record this song, and that was Elvis the Pelvis, who also insisted on copyright. Dolly refused and left Elvis all shook up, crying in the chapel in his blue suede shoes. And we do have a bonus fact, and that fact is, Dolly's theme park, Dollywood, is the largest employer in Sevier County, and her charity Imagination Library provides free books to preschoolers. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Dolly Parton modelled her look after the town tramp. Is that true or false? And question two. Which famous song did Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers sing together? And who wrote that song? And question three. Approximately how many songs did Dolly Parton say she wrote since the age of 7? And your options are 1,000, 3,000 or 5,000. And we do have 3 bonus questions for this 100th episode. And the first one is, what is the name of Dolly Parton's husband, who she married in 1966? And I'll give you a hint here. His initials are C and D. And our second bonus question. Dolly Parton is the godmother of which famous musician? And our last bonus question. Was Dolly the world's first cloned sheep named after Dolly Parton? Is that true or false? It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Dolly Parton top seven songs is Chillin' with Jolene. For the Chillin', we take the C for Coat of Many Colours, the H for Here You Come Again, the I, Islands in the Stream, the L, Love is Like a Butterfly, the second I Will Always Love You, and the N, 9 to 5. With is assisting, and Jolene is Jolene. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, Dolly Parton modelled her look after the town tramp. Is that true or false? And Dolly Parton did model her look after the town tramp, so that's true. In an interview, Parton openly brings up the topic of money, and I quote, "I made a lot of money and I need a lot of money because it costs a lot of money to look this cheap." And question number two, which famous song did Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers sing together? And who wrote that song? And the famous song that Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers sang together was Islands in the Stream in 1983. And that was written by the Bee Gees. Now, just in regards to this song, I must mention the well-known incident that occurred when she was performing one of these famous duets with Kenny Rogers, where Dolly actually passed out on stage. Anyway, after all the commotion settled, apparently it took four guys to carry her off, two abreast. And question three. Approximately how many songs did Dolly Parton say she wrote since the age of seven? And your options are 1,000, 3,000 or 5,000. And Dolly Parton says she has written 5,000 songs since the age of seven. And our first bonus question, what is the name of Dolly Parton's husband who she married in 1966? And I gave you a hint here, his initials were C and D. And the name of Dolly Parton's husband is Carl Thomas Dean, who is a construction worker. Dolly and Carl met back at a laundrette. And our second bonus question, Dolly Parton is the godmother of which famous musician? And Dolly Parton is the godmother of Miley Cyrus. And our last bonus question, was Dolly the world's first cloned sheep named after Dolly Parton? Is that true or false? And Dolly the world's first cloned sheep was named after Dolly Parton. And when the scientist Ian Wilmot was asked about the name choice for the world's first cloned sheep, he said, and I quote, "Dolly is derived from a mammary gland cell, and we couldn't think of a more impressive pair of glands than Dolly Parton's." Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is egalitarian. And that is spelt EGALITARIAN. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is asserting, resulting from, or characterized by belief in the equality of all people, especially in political, economic, or social life. And our simple example today is Dolly's egalitarian nature comes through in her music. And just before we leave, we have a winner to announce for the mnemonic of the month. And this month's winner for the mnemonic of the month is, drumroll, roll, Evan from Ontario in Canada. And Evan has come up with a mnemonic about the five biggest meteor craters on Earth. And the mnemonic that he has given is, very small craters make puddles. And for those words, we just take the first letter. So for the very, we take the V for Vredefort in South Africa, which is 300 kilometres wide. For the small, we take the S for Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, which is 250 kilometres wide. Craters, we take the C for Chicxulub in Mexico, which is about 170 kilometres wide. Make, we take the M for Manicouagan in Canada, which is approximately 100 kilometres wide. And finally, puddles, we take the P for Propagai in Russia, which is also around 100 kilometres wide. So congratulations, Evan. You have just taught me a whole lot in regards to craters. Your prize is on its way. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.